What does that call, you mean?
Well, you mentioned a lot before.
Yeah, a lot.
And I just wondered if you'd call that a barn lot or a cow lot or...
Yeah, you call it either one. It'd be
either.
It would pass for either one.
Okay, would you say them, though?
Sir?
I want to get your pronunciation of them, you say.
Oh. That's well, just a barnyard or a cow pen.
Okay.
A cow pen or yard.
All right. And then the place where the cows and sheep graze.
That'd be pasture.
Did you raise sheep?
They used to have them, yeah, but I didn't raise any myself. But when I first came here, they had a few sheep. But they had some reason for not taking them. They said the sheep kept the grass as short. The cows, ours were in the pasture.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They eat things in the ground, yeah.
Now, you raise tobacco?
Yeah, we raised it ever since about 1917.
All right. Now, where would you, in raising tobacco, where would you have that planted? You have that?
Well, you have to have a lot cut off from your field somewhere else, wherever you thought it'd make tobacco. And, of course, you wouldn't want so much of that, you know, whatever you allow, the acreage.
Yeah.
And then you have to fertilize it pretty good. And then you have to have your tobacco beds in a different place, you know.
Uh-huh.
You sow them and have your plants before you can set your tobacco.
Now, you call that unless you plant corn, you call that a field.
Yeah. How you call tobacco patch a field, but we generally call them patches because they're small.
Mm-hmm.
That's
now,
how it is.
How small or how large could it be and still be called a patch?
Well, about like your garden.
Uh-huh.
That and any side on up would be. How do you call it a tobacco field? You want to,
uh-huh.
You had enough. Now, some people put out acres in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a tobacco field.
Uh-huh. If you had, could it be 10 acres and still be called a patch?
Well, you could, but I'd sound a little better a field on that area.
How about 5 acres?
Well, I don't know where you'd be the division now,
uh-huh.
But it wouldn't matter particularly.
Yeah.
Some might look at one way and some another, you know, but a field or a patch, either one would be it.
Okay. Now, what kind of fencing do you have around the fields?
Well, we used to have rail fencing, you know. They call them worm fences. You know, they're this way, they go this way, and then over that way.
Uh-huh.
They'd be crooked so they stand up, you know, and cross them up here. That's
the whole thing was called a worm fence.
Yeah, but when it was crossed up this way.
Yeah.
But if it's a straight fence and just post and wad up to it, it'd still be a rail fence, but it wouldn't be a worm.
Mm-hmm.
A worm and a crook is what makes it called
a
worm. Because you can't put them straight unless you got them posts there to hold them. But you can lap them up that way. And it used to be all worm fence way back on. They had plenty of rail timber and maybe rails.
Now, how many rails would they use in a...
About... 7 to 10, they varied. It's on how high you want it.
Now, if you wanted to save the, you didn't want to use so many rails, you want to put something, you might put something up on top of it. Did you ever do
that? Yeah, you put stakes.
Uh-huh.
Stakes like this, and then, a lot of times in a rail fence, worm, put that away, and then you stick a stake here on this, you know.
Uh-huh.
It kind of helps to hold them up.
Uh-huh.
Lock somewhere, you know. You lock something behind this chair right here.
Yeah.
Go down that way. At on either side, it locks them up there. And
something that looks a little like that.
Yeah.
As you put it up on the top.
Yeah, that's about the way it looks.
Is that called? You said a
stake. So those things there, stake.
And what's this called?
And well, that'd be your rail, the worm. If you're making a worm now, if you're making one across here, it'd be a worm fence called crooked.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if you ever seen this like up on top of a rail fence, like called a stake and rider.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it'd be. I guess the rider would be as good as it.
Okay, that would be the rider, the one that goes that way. Now, when you what kind of wire fences did you?
Well, they used to have the smooth wire years ago. It really didn't have the barbs on, and now most.